Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio, and we are going to visit with Avery Coonan, a Montevideo High School graduate and outstanding athlete at Montevideo High School back in the day. And now, well, she's the face of North Dakota State University women's basketball. Avery Coonan joins us. Thanks to Avery. Appreciate you taking the time with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you've been a little busy this past year, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a busy year, but it's been very good, full of a lot of blessings, so just grateful for it all.
That's right. You know, I could start naming, you had a tremendous basketball season with your team in the Summit League. I could go through a list of awards you received, but that'd probably take 20 minutes, and so we don't I'll just touch the big ones. The Summit League Player of the Year, Summit League Defensive Player of the Year, and then talk about this one, Avery, Summit League Scholar of the Championship. That's the first time in NDSU program history. That's with your grade point average, right?
Yeah, yep, and I honestly wasn't too sure of what that award was at first when I heard about it, but yeah, it just has a lot to do with your grades. And I believe if I'm correct, it was one person from each team in our league gets nominated for that.
So. Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. You have a 4.0 grade point average, huh?
Yeah, I do, actually.
How do you do that, being a student athlete? That's amazing. Yeah. What are you going to school for?
I'm going to school for education, so physical education, and then health is, so I'm double majoring in both of those. And then I'm getting a minor in psychology. So I'm going down the teaching and education route, kind of like my mom, but it just takes a lot of time and just working on, a lot of it's for me, just homework and projects and lesson planning, a lot of it. So just doing that on the road as much as I can is important.
Talk a little bit about a day in the life of Avery Coonan. Take us through a typical day, Avery, as a student athlete at NDSU, from the minute you get up to when you go to bed. What's a typical day look like, or is there a typical day?
Yeah. I mean, things do change, but usually, you know, during the season, we have a pretty consistent schedule. I've got class, you know, from 9 till ranging probably till about like 2. And then after that, we have practice in the afternoon from like 3:30. We'll lift for an hour, and then we'll go practice for almost 2 hours probably every day when we're like prepping for games and stuff. And then you get treatment an hour after that. You know, you have to be at the facilities early. So, like, you know, it takes a ton of time out of your day just spending time. You're not only like playing basketball. Like, you're working on other things. You're lifting, like I said, you're watching film for an hour, you're doing rehab and treatment, you know, for multiple hours a day too. So there's a lot that goes into it, and that's usually in the later day or later part of the day. And then you go home, you know, get ready for the night, sleep, and do it all again the next day, which it can be repetitive at times, but it's super fun to get to experience it.
Awesome. Well, this interview is going to be a little different than most, I think, Avery, because I'm going to be jumping all over the place here.
No problem. Sounds good.
Yeah. Let's back it up here in your days at Montevideo High School as a Thunderhawk. A lot of good memories there for you, huh?
Yeah, lots of good memories. A lot of it is just tied with athletics, but yeah.
Yeah. Talk about your three-sport athlete.
Yep. Yeah. So I played volleyball, ran track, and then obviously played basketball, but just was very fortunate for the experience I had in high school and every sport that I was able to play, and just had, you know, a ton of fun just playing different sports. And I think just being a three-sport athlete was just really, really special.
Right. Yeah, basketball. I remember doing your section championship game when you won, beat Dakota State anyway.
Yeah.
That was a good memory for you.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that game was really special, just to do that for the first time in school history, and just to do it with the teammates I had at the time was so special, and, you know, one of my top memories from just sports in general.
Yeah. Who are some of your teammates on that state team?
Yeah, I mean, the Epima girls, Tenley and Tegan, who are my two best friends, and Haley Dirksen is another one, Keeley and Kira Foley, Taylor Reisman, and you know, there's obviously multiple more that, you know, I could name, but
right.
Just those girls are just also awesome, and something that just having that memory to share with each other is really cool.
Yeah. And you went to state track too, as a Thunder Hawk. Were you a state champion?
Yeah, my last year, in triple jump.
Okay. Yep. Triple jump. Okay. Yeah. What other events were you in track?
Yeah, I did long jump. I did high jump. And then my other event that I really enjoyed was the 300 hurdles. So I ran, at state in those as well. From, I think this was like sophomore year to senior year, I just varied which one I was doing. But, yeah, those were my main events.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about your family in Montevideo there. Talk about your mom and dad. They were quite the athletes back in the day when they were in school, too, weren't they?
Yeah, so my dad, both my parents played at Southwest State, so they were both Mustangs, and, yeah, played basketball there, and you know, from what I hear, my dad had a successful career, and that was just always something that I kind of aspired to have, and just like a goal that I had was to go and just be successful, not only at the high school level, but try to be successful at the college level like him. And my mom, too, just like her knowledge of the game of basketball has just helped me develop so much and in my career, and just her coaching. She coached me when I was younger, and just both their input. This has helped me so much as I've, you know, developed as a player.
Right. So when did you realize, Avery, you know, hey, I'm pretty good at this basketball thing?
Yeah. I think it was more just like a gradual thing that I just like slowly started to develop more confidence in as I kind of grew up. And I think it was just a lot of time that I spent, you know, just getting better and playing. I started playing AAU and I think it was fourth grade, so just going from there, and it wasn't always, like, easy and stuff, but I just had people pouring into me and just, you know, helping me build that confidence. That's just, like, been a huge part of developing as a player throughout you know, every single year. That is something that's hard to get, so just working on that, and yeah, it was gradual, I would say.
Yeah. So both your mom and dad played at SMSU basketball.
Yeah.
And I think your dad's on the Wall of Fame, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He holds some records, too, there as a Mustang, I believe. So.
Yeah. From what I've heard, that's what he has. And I do remember like going to his Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah, he doesn't break out the film and have you watch that?
No, I wish I could. I would love to watch him play. Well, I never have.
You have a couple of brothers, too. What were the pickup games at, like, in your driveway then?
they definitely got intense at times. There were like, lots of fights and stuff, but it was all good.
Yeah,
it was all good.
Talk about your brothers then. They're pretty good athletes themselves.
Yeah, so Jackson, he's actually just committed to play college basketball at Northwestern down in Iowa. So he'll be playing there next year and is really excited about that. And he's just a really hardworking kid. And then Caleb, too, he's just finished his, like, freshman year basketball, and they got to play together this year, which is really special that they both got to play 1 year on the same team and, do that together. But he's also got college aspirations and is playing AAU basketball right now. So he's working towards that, which is cool.
Yeah, I did a couple of broadcasts of the Thunderhawks this winter, and I was pretty impressed with your brothers. They're pretty good ball players. So.
Oh, well, thank you, yeah.
I think people would come and pay to watch the Coonans in a pickup game on the driveway, I think.
Oh, yeah. That'd be interesting for sure.
You could show them up, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, see, I say I do. They don't believe it. They think they would beat me, but.
And your mom was a pretty good basketball player, too.
Yeah, yep. She played in college as well and just had a good career there and just took a lot of, I think, her experiences to help us.
Good. I'd like to visit a little bit about your faith. You're pretty public about your faith, Avery. Where did that all happen? Do you have a little testimony you can share? I know you do some speaking about that, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I grew up, you know, going to church and doing all the things that, you know, typical, you know, looks like you're Christian to everyone else, right? But I feel like it became my own thing when I was in, I would say, middle school, and just matured more as I got into high school, and just got kind of plugged into our youth group at church in Montevideo. And, you know, through that experience, just having people, you know, pour into me and walk with me through my life in high school just played such a huge role in just developing my faith and just trusting the Lord and his plan. And then just a huge jump as I got into college. You know, you experience a lot of hard things. My freshman year was actually really tough. Went through a lot of just like little mental struggles and things with like adjusting to college, and I was homesick and I was dealing with adjusting to college basketball, and it was really tough, and not a lot of people actually know that, but it was a hard season for me. So just like learning to trust the Lord and his plan and that he had me there for a purpose was huge. And he helped me, you know, defeat and battle, you know, a lot of anxiety and things that I struggled with. So I got plugged into a, you know, good community at FCA at NDSU, and you know, now I've got working on becoming a member at a church up here, and have an amazing mentor that I meet with, you know, every week, and awesome. Just trying to take every opportunity that he gives me to, you know, speak and go teach and help kids maybe that were in my shoes, or, you know, learning how to kind of live for the Lord while, you know, trying to withstand temptation and pressure from, you know, that comes with being a teenager, I think is just a passion that I have, just to help kids walk through that, because it's not easy to be a Christian in the world we live in today. So, it's a very big part of my life.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite scripture verses, Avery, that you rely on sometimes?
Yeah. Psalm 23 is my go-to, and that came about as I was in college and walking through, like I said, like worries and fears and anxieties and all that type of stuff. So it's like, the Lord is my shepherd, just goes on and just helps me just remember that he's with me and that I can find peace and hope in what he has planned for me.
Yeah. I think a Christian artist, Lauren, Psalm 23 is the song.
And it, yeah, yep. Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
Crawford, Leanne Crawford, I think it is.
Yep, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah. My wife and I went and saw her at an outdoor concert last summer, and one of my favorite songs.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it is one of mine, too. Yep. Really good.
Yep. Well, thanks for sharing about that, and thanks for being open about your faith when you do interviews and stuff like that. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. So, let's talk about this year basketball as a Bison. You're a celebrity up there in Fargo Moorhead, and especially around here, Avery. How have you handled the celebrity status? Do you get recognized when you go out? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, here and there, you know, people that come to our games and watch and you know, follow along with sports at NDSU definitely, you know, like to say hi. And but it just honestly just comes with just any athlete at NDSU. I feel like there's just so much community support in Fargo that, you know, I'll be out with my teammates and walking around and doing stuff. And, you know, people just tell us how, you know, how great of a season it was and how fun of a team we are to watch. And just to, you know, feel that kind of support is really special. And I think just staying, like, humble through it all, you know, where I wouldn't be where I'm at without God working in my life and making a way for me when, you know, things were hard. And so I think that just keeping that at the front of my focus is just also really important.
Well, what I like about you, Avery, is how much time you take with people when people want to talk to you. One of my favorite pictures of the year, I don't know what game it was, but you're all alone in out of the locker room or in the hallway there, and there's probably 20 little girls surrounding you, and you're talking with them, you're signing autographs. That's an amazing picture. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but you take the time to visit with everyone that comes to spend time and watch you play.
Yeah, that's just such a huge part of like my why I play basketball, is just to be a role model for kids. And like I said before, like, God's put me in this position for a reason, and I think a huge reason is just to give kids a role model to look up to, and one that's, you know, just trying to live out a Christian life, I think is a huge part of it. And that comes with, you know, taking time to, you know, talk to people and build relationships and things like that, I think is so important, because at the end of the day, like I always say, basketball is going to be done, and it's going to be the impact that you had on people and that you leave on people that's going to matter. Amen. So.
You said you're plugged in, what is it, Fellowship of Christian Athletes at NDSU?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So they meet every Wednesday. So I like to go to that whenever I can. And I think just being able to meet with other Christians is a big thing, to just, you know, stay accountable and grow in your faith is really huge.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm an adult leader for La Caprile Valley High School. We meet every Wednesday morning at 7, and we just actually started meeting this year, and it's been phenomenal. It's,
means that's awesome.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, let's talk about your team. Let's talk about your teammates.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most successful seasons in women's basketball at NDSU. What was the record? 29-5, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about some of your teammates you went on this journey with.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I'm just so grateful for all of them. And we just really do have a talented group of people that are, you know, pouring time into our program being so successful. And it starts with our coaches and just goes from there. But, we've got, you know, my class, we had a good group of just leaders for people to, you know, follow, and even the class above me, and just a lot of hardworking people is just kind of what comes to mind when I think of us. But we also just had a lot of amazing young people able to step up and play a huge role. You know, we had two of my teammates be on, you know, conference second team, and then we had one of our freshman of the year. Not only that, she was also a sixth man of the year. So I think that just goes to show, like, we just are such a well-rounded team, and there's just so many people that are just great athletes and so successful, and that's what played a huge role in our success.
Right. Talk about your head coach. He had a number of awards, too. I think he was National Coach of the Year. Wasn't he a mid-major or something like that?
Yeah, yep. And, he is very dedicated to our team and our program and the success of it. And, you know, it just shows throughout that. So just when you have someone that's leading the charge with that type of dedication and just, like, passion for the game is a huge part of why we're successful. And, he's good at what he does, that's for sure.
Yeah. I heard a radio interview he did, and he talked about you, and he said, if you'd have saw Avery play when she was a junior at Montevideo and see her what she's doing now, and Jory said that this is the biggest growth and the biggest jump that he's ever seen an athlete do. So he paid you a good compliment there.
Well, yeah, it's really nice to hear.
What do you give that? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Your growth as a basketball player.
Yeah, I think, well, number one, physically, just getting stronger, learning how to play more physically, especially as a post, and being, you know, playing down low with other girls that are, and when you get to college, they're all your height. So, and they're all just as strong as you. So putting in time to develop that was important. And other one is, like, my knowledge of the game, knowledge on, you know, how to play good defense and how to run through an offense and make reads and, you know, what's there, what's not there, and just experience was a huge thing. And then the mental side of it for me was just believing in myself, and like I've kind of already touched on, just my faith carried me through. And that's, it really is what I just give so much credit to, because like you said, like, the growth that I was able to have is almost, it feels like unexplainable almost, because just to, like, see where I was to where I am now is just, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell people, you know, when Avery was at Montevideo, I mean, she was good, went over 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, but the level you're playing at now, one of the best Division I women's basketball players in the country, that's a big jump, and it's been fun to watch, that's for sure. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I told people I was going to interview you, and they said, hey, ask her this. Hey, ask her this. So,
yeah.
So here's a couple.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. a good friend says he's a big Jackrabbit fan. I should let you know that first. So
okay,
who are some players that you have gone head to head with in your career that you battle with in the Summit League or anywhere? Who are some of the players?
Yeah, well, if he's a Jackrabbit fan, he definitely wants me to say Brooklyn Meyer. and that is who I would say, honestly. And, you know, she is an extremely talented player. I have so much respect for her and just the way she goes about things. And just a great player, and you can just tell how much her team looks up to her and respects her. Mm-hmm. And how much time, you know, she's dedicated to her program. And she's another mid-major player that probably could have transferred out for you know, bigger things, but decided to stay and pour time and effort and all the things into a program that, you know, helped her develop. And so I just have a ton of respect for someone that does that, you know. And yeah, I think a lot of people probably want us to, like, not necessarily like each other because, like, we played against each other. We're like, the media probably portrays us as, like, enemies, you know, your rival school. But I really do respect her a ton and her game. So that's a player that I really respect and look up to, honestly.
Yeah, the game I caught this year was at Brookings, so when you beat SDSU and snapped a long home streak with them, and that was a great game.
Yeah, that was a fun one for sure.
What I liked about that game afterwards, Avery, we all met with you. Y'all from a lot of Montevideo fans were there. Talk about that a little bit. We took a big picture together. There's probably, 50, 60 people or more.
Yeah, that was such a blessing to have that many people there supporting me and my team, and just taking the time out of their lives to come watch. And not only that, but to kind of just get to watch that game. You know, that was a huge game for our program. So that was just a really special moment. It honestly made me kind of emotional, like walking out and seeing that many people. So really special for sure.
Okay. Another person wanted me to ask you this about the transfer portal. You decided this week to stay at NDSU. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. That was, just in the way college sports are these days, it's just the reality of it. And especially at mid-major schools, you can transfer out for a lot of things just to, play a higher level, probably make more money, and maybe puts you in a better position to play later on in your career. But there's a lot of factors that go into it. There's positives and negatives to leaving and transferring and going for things. But at the end of the day, my values and my morals is kind of what's, holding me and leading me to where I'm at and led me to the decision to stay. It took a lot of time and prayer throughout the season to just make sure that that's the way that God wanted me to to follow. And because you never know if he's, whether like he's opening a door or if he's, just trying to like show you how blessed you are. And I feel like he was, just every time I would pray about it, just showing me what I have at NDSU and how blessed I am with the community and the coaches and my teammates and all the other things that matter in life outside of basketball. And I think just for me, it really does make the most sense to stay and try to leave a legacy at NDSU and finish my career there and just be loyal to the people and the program that's developed me.
Okay. Yeah. Commitment to things is very important to you. I can hear that. So,
yeah.
And I think a lot of people are happy that you're staying at NDSU.
Yeah. I hope so.
Getting back to that game at Brookings, Avery, I got to mention this. My granddaughter was with me, and we watched your grandma cheer you on. And it was so fun to watch her. She really gets into the game.
She's a diehard fan for her grandkids, so just an amazing person.
your grandparents catch a lot of your games then?
They all try to get to as many as they can. They are honestly all three of them, just my biggest fans, and have supported me so much just no matter what I'm doing. So them taking time and driving and doing all the things to watch me just means so much to me.
Good. Well, I'm sure they're glad that you're close to home, too, at NDSU, so you can catch more games. Do you feel pressure for next year, then, staying and with Coach Collins, and do you feel pressure for next year?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I feel pressure. I would say it's more confidence in, you know, not everyone, but most people on our team is returning or are returning, and you have the same group of people, and just having another year under our belt is huge. So I think not taking it as pressure, but just taking it on our successes to, you know, build confidence as we go into the next year is important, and that's how we should take it.
Okay. Two more questions, I'll let you go, Avery. What advice would you give a young person considering or wanting to play college basketball? I think a lot of high school kids that play basketball, hey, I'm going to play college basketball. What advice would you give them?
Yeah, I would say, number one, it takes a lot of hard work and time to get to that point. And, I mean, obviously, it is possible, and you just need a lot of support along the way, and you won't be able to do it on your own. But and if you ever get to that point, just keep pushing when it's hard, and don't give up. If that's a goal you have, then go chase it, because it's so worth it.
Okay, good. All right, my last question comes from my grandson. He's one of your biggest fans, Avery. my grandchildren in Montevideo, Adlin and Greta. And Eli wants me to ask you, Avery, when are you coming home? Home being Montevideo.
Oh, gosh, when am I coming home? I think I'm going to be home in May.
Okay.
For a couple days. So, yeah, maybe I'll have to stop by and say hi to all of them.
Well, he's your biggest fan, let me tell you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep,
I love it.
All right. Well, Avery, man, I really appreciate the time and you take with me. I know you've done a ton of interviews in the past couple of weeks, or all season, really. You talk about that. You do a lot of interviews. You're the face of the women's basketball program. Mm-hmm. Are you getting used to it?
Yeah, I would say just to, you know, you get more and more experience as you go, just like talking to people and knowing how to deal with all that kind of stuff and answer questions. And I definitely wasn't the best at it necessarily when I first started, but like the more it happens, the more like used to it and prepared you get. And just with speaking with people is good. It just takes a little bit of practice.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Avery, thank you so much. And what are you going to do this summer? Are you going to take a break now, or do you get a break?
We'll get a couple weeks off in June, and then August too, but most of it will be, you know, up in Fargo working and spending time practicing. So
okay,
it'll be fun, but yeah.
All right. We can't wait next fall then, or winter, when the basketball season
starts.
Yeah,
me too. Me too.
All right. Thanks a lot, Avery. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Avery Coonan from the NDSU women's basketball team.